You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, what's going on in your house?
I've been watching my sweet Nick Knack work her little rear end off again. If you recall, Dom, we've been chairs. I'm not going to say we. She's been chair of the science fair for 5 years now at the elementary school.
God, is it that
setting
long?
It up, yeah, making sure all the permission slips are out and they get returned. And I guess the only part I do is I design the T-shirts, but then she's, you know, got to go get them to the T-shirt place and get them picked up.
And all
up
you do and, is just Photoshop out 1 year and put in another, right?
Right. No. Each one's unique. But I will say that she's been working a lot at her regular job, so she's been doing that. And then she's got all the science fair stuff on top of that this year, and she is just done with it.
Fried.
She's like, this is it. This is my last year doing this. I want to pass the torch. I am done. I'm done with, mostly parents, but and trying to keep everybody straight. And she's got spreadsheets and, I get it. It's a lot to deal with. And, you know, we've got one kid now going to be moving into middle school this fall, I guess. And so she's like, I'm just going to throw in the towel and be done
all
with it,
done.
Man. It's just, I get a little glimpse into what teachers probably deal with on a daily basis of not being able to read handwriting and permission slips that were due last week, but yet you get a handful of them yesterday. And how do you deal with those parents on back and forth when they're not happy about, you know, their kid not being able to participate, but you got the permission slip in late?
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, and you must be right. I mean, if people could walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, and in this particular case, you get to see once a year what people in the education world, mm-hmm. Well, for that matter, anybody who works with parents in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know what? Kudos to her for doing it for 5 years.
It's been fun. I mean, it's been kind of a neat little thing to do and to be part of the school and all that. But yeah, she's like, she just looked so tired last night. She's like, I'm so not into this year. She's like, I'm glad this is it. We're wrapping it up. So I was like, good for you.
I'd be curious, as a science nerd, I would be curious if she took the 5 years cumulatively, lumped all of the projects together and released like her top three of what she thought the top three best science fair projects were. That would be actually quite interesting.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat.
She should do a post about that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
neat. Or maybe wait a year.
Dig back.
So that she's removed from it so she doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But I'd be really curious. Like, do you have any? Because you've been to them.
We judge them. So we're actually judges, too, because we've got to get a slew of judges to volunteer to judge the different grades. And then they get ribbons and first, second, third, and all
like
that.
Like a fourth grader science fair project. What's one that, like, stood out?
I don't remember. There was,
so none
there was
of them
one. No, there, I mean, you get a lot of volcanoes. You get a lot of the right. Mentos and Coke, you know, a lot of that.
Do you get it's to the a point lot where of, you have to say it's a science fair project, but we've already seen the volcano and the Mentos and the
Coke? No, we don't. You know, the whole putting the flower in the colored water and then the flower soaks up the blue water and the flower turns blue. Oh, science, you know. It's a lot of that. But then you got to step back and be like, these are elementary school kids. And there's a little handbook that goes out with, like, suggestions and things like that. So, yeah.
Whatever gets them excited, and you hope that it sticks.
I don't know what my kids, I know my two kids were going to team up on one this year. I don't know what they settled on. I think I heard rumors about something about putting a penny in different liquids to see which one, like, shines up the penny the most or something.
Oh.
I don't know. I heard grumblings about a penny experiment, so I don't know. My kids are also not into it very much this year.
Oh.
But they wanted the T-shirt. So Nicole's like, well, you got to participate if you want the T-shirt.
That's great. Is Reed no longer into bugs like he used to be?
Because
he moved on to other
really.
Interests now.
Yeah, not really. He's really into his instruments now. So he's big into that. So that'll be coming up in middle school. More band and orchestra and all that.
Right.
So, and I'm trying to push him to coding instead.
Yeah. Well,
so
as
what did
you
take computer
out,
classes?
You pointed out, and you're spot on with this, the fact that he has many interests is terrific.
Yeah, he's got a bunch.
So good for him that he likes to dabble.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Because I was sure 2 years ago that he was going to be What's it? What are they called? The bug experts?
Oh, the bug scientists are, yeah.
One of those
bugologists.
People.
Yeah.
I thought he was
They work at the butterfly pavilion.